we're on a Forest Service road, back away from the main county roads, and this is an area with a lot of conifers and a lot of deciduous woods. It's a really good mix, so I'm sure there's a variety of birds out here we might be able to hear. The closest sound to me is a chestnut-sided warbler. That's his song, and it's not really in competition with a lot of other warblers here, so it's pretty easy to hear. And what you listen for is the please, please, please to meetcha, the kind of end, meetcha. And that's kind of a characteristic of the most recognizable of its songs. But the chestnut-sided warbler has a lot of songs, so it's not an easy bird to learn. But, you know, you don't have to learn all the songs. And it will often come out on a branch where you can get a look at it. And it really is easy to recognize. It has a white breast, and the sides are white with a chestnut sort of stripe or streak down the side. And then if you get a look at the top of his head, there's this bright, bright yellow round disc. So they're very, very bright and easy to recognize. That's a very sweet song of a purple finch. We're in a woods that I would characterize as transitional boreal. Lots of conifers and still quite a bit of deciduous as well. Boy, he's pretty wound up. That's a pretty fancy song. You often don't hear that much of it. Purple finch will be nesting up here. They are nesting up here. His territory is here. It's July, so these birds are on territory. Well, he flew down, so I don't think I'll hear him again. But purple finch males are washed with a raspberry color. They're very, very pretty. The females look more like sparrows, kind of a plain, you know, brownish, tannish affair, and not that recognizable. People do mistake them for sparrows. These are birds that will come to your feeder in the winter, or at least in the fall and the spring, sometimes in the winter if they winter up here, and that's kind of erratic. Depends on what kind of food they're finding. But purple finch, a very pretty warbly-like song. I've moved a little closer to the river area, which is because this road parallels a river, and I'm recording a red-eyed vireo. Now, I could record this in town, in somebody's backyard, just as easily. But I think people should realize that in spite of the fact that these are very, very common birds, these red-eyed vireos, they're also very much a bird of the wilderness. That rustling is because he's in an aspen tree and there's some wind, and every gust of wind makes all that rushing sound. But what you hear are phrases of song and pauses, like asking questions. Phrase, pause, how are you? I am fine. Where are you? I am here. Whatever is easy to help you remember. It's a loud song, it's a clear song, it's actually not a hard song to learn. And because they're very common, like I say, you'll find them almost anywhere. They build nests that are hung from branches, like an oriole, kind of attached to the edge of a branch and hanging down like a little basket. And they're only, sometimes 8, 10, 12 feet off the ground, often in brush. But they sing and feed high in these treetops. So, a sweet song to hear. Red-eyed vireo. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming. This is Molly Hoffman with Field Notes.